This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the jungle, literally the jungle. Another officer down, Natalie Corona, Davis Police Department in Yolo County, California, was shot dead, 22 years of age, last night. Was responding to a three-car collision, and in the collision, somehow she got shot dead. She was rushed to the UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento and died. The coroner is doing the autopsy this morning. Unfortunately, for her father also a Colusa County Sheriff, Mercedes, Merced Corona is his name, pinned the badge on her just a couple weeks ago, actually. Very, very unfortunate, beautiful young lady, and you can see the information. We do not know who the shooter is. He was holed up in a house and apparently committed suicide. That's the information that we have, but we have no more than that. But we do know that there is something that may be linked, I don't know, a missing Shahrendrapal Singh, 64, was reported missing by his wife Wednesday night. This is by the Manteca police. His car was found abandoned on the Della Mendota Canal, which is really not too far from the Davis scene. So I don't know if the two are related. CBS 13 is running these stories together, so we just don't know. We just do not know. Anyway, with us right now is Chris Street, and we're really happy to have Chris with us. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We haven't had him on for a couple of days, so we definitely want to talk to him. Chris, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on, isn't there?
Well, Paul, I just think that this is part of the process. You know, you're now in the 220 election cycle. You know, Trump is playing his cards correctly, and the Democrats can't figure out, you know, who's sitting in what chair and what cards they got to play. So they're just basically throwing it at the wall.
Yeah. They're just throwing everything up they possibly can, and it's pretty amazing to watch this whole thing. You know, interesting that Nancy Pelosi nor Chuck Schumer really have recognized the significance of the Ranil Singh murder.
Well, there are certain things that you want to play as cards, and there's certain things that you want to ignore. You know, teenagers like to ignore the things that go wrong. They'll you know, go, yeah, and not want to deal with challenges. You know, adults have to deal with challenges, and clearly, you know, illegal immigration, which I, by the way, only call wage breaking, because that's really what it is. It's a corporate strategy to get more customers, you know, get the kind of wage rates down. You know, last year was the first four quarters since 1990 and really since 1980 that American workers have made more money after inflation in household income. You know, this is something that, you know, the Democrats have been able to destroy for years with their burdens they put on the economy. And, you know, clearly illegal immigration is one of those efforts to break wages.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very good we got to keep that in mind as we take a look at this whole immigration system
right. It's
wage breaking
by people who clearly are. I mean, who came up with the term undocumented? But, I mean, that defies the logic, as if, you know, that the you know, somehow a wall, you know, is something that came out of medieval times and they don't work. Boy, Nancy Pelosi's building big walls around her house.
Well, yeah, and you know, I was just talking about last hour about the wall that's in you know, that goes from San Ysidro to Otay Mesa, and what a popular thing that has been with everybody in San Diego, because CNN called several of the news stations down in San Diego and wanted to get somebody to basically talk about how the walls don't work. And, of course, they couldn't find anybody at any of those stations down there because the wall works. It just plainly works. It's brought back the economy in that whole area, and businesses are thriving, and people feel safe. It's
yeah, and Paul, there are tremendous numbers of workers that come across the border every day legally.
Right, legally.
So this is something that's very well organized. And guess what? The workers that come across the borders, they don't like illegal aliens because they know illegal aliens, you know, take their jobs at, you know, very, very, very low wages. They cut wages, and so you're now paying taxes and benefits and such like that, and this guy is working for, you know, cash. Pretty soon the legal person's out of the job, and the illegal person is laughing. You know, the corporation that runs the whole thing, because these are big businesses. You know, there is probably 20% of construction workers in California, you know, who are legal at most of this you know, subs level, maybe at the general contractor level, there's more compliance. But at the sub level, you know, it's probably 80% illegal.
Right. Yeah, and that's been going on for a long, long time. You know, but Chris, you bring up a good point about, especially in the Tijuana, San Ysidro area, because that's just a huge, well, it's the largest border crossing, in, I think, in the world, actually. But the numbers of legal workers who come across daily and go back is enormous. And that also, I think, at the time when I was watching this, when all those people from Honduras started caravanning into Tijuana, people in Tijuana protested and were going crazy because those are those workers who live in Tijuana who come across the border, and they were going to lose. They were being threatened by job loss by those illegals.
Right, and also in Tijuana, you had the illegals working and breaking Tijuana wages.
Right.
So, you know,
not a happy.
Paul,
right.
If you had to look at the sun and the moon and the stars, what is the biggest issue today? What is the most earth-shattering issue that happened today?
Today is, well, you've got a number of different things, but I think the big one, of course, is what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the court.
I'll give you a bigger one. French President Emmanuel Macron canceled on going to Davos this morning.
Ah, and so did Donald Trump yesterday.
Yeah, but the Donald Trump canceling going to Davos, you know, just puts a lot of pressure on Macron. But Macron to cancel,
right,
means that a guy who's running probably 16% favorability in his nation, you know, is clearly about to fall. So you have France about to fall. You have Germany. Merkel's already admitted that she's going to go out in 21. I mean, you know, the fastest way to 21 is 2019, right?
Right, right.
So I mean, you're watching these,
that's right,
you know, what people thought were, you know, 50-story buildings, you know, signs of, you know, the machine tumbling down. And the funny part is it's as if Trump, being a contractor, knew which stone to pull out of the bottom, because you can just see the stress building up, and it didn't take too long, and they're starting to come down. So anybody who shows up in Davos this year is going to be on worldwide TV as that guy.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, yesterday – so the people need to Donald Trump yesterday canceled on Davos.
Right.
Which I thought was a great move. And then I just, you know, you just broke it here that Macron, who's been affected by the gilets jaunes, the yellow vesters out there.
He's a Rothschild banker.
Yes, that's
and
you
those
bring
people, you know, they kind of like,
yep,
you know, put us in World War I, and, you know, they did a pretty good job of financing World War II until, of course, France lost in the first number of weeks, but.
Right, and then it was a problem, but the yeah, Adolf Hitler was a problem at the time. But the bigger issue is that what Chris is talking about is that, especially with Macron, who's got all these troubles now with the gilets jaunes folks and all that other stuff, that pressure is just mounting. You don't want to be seen in Davos. There's no question about that. You just don't want to be there. I wonder if Davos is just going to cancel.
No, it's a really beautiful place. I'm sure that there's, you know, the corporate people will send their second level because, you know, you're a top corporate guy. Most unfortunate to be that guy, you know, that people are broadcasting on TV, you know, that guy. So nobody wants to be that guy. So they'll send their number three, you know, so nobody will know anything. And it'll just look like a convention of skiers, because it's not the conventions of skiers. They get together there and they shuffle the world, and it's the most destructive form of useful idiots. It's corporate executives, big multinational executives, doing business with, you know, the term you don't hear, Paul, but is really coming fast, is market anarchism. Are you familiar with market anarchism?
I've heard that. Yes. Yes.
Market anarchism is what the left thinks will replace Marxism, because, of course, Marx, when it had its great opportunity, failed everywhere it was tried. But, you know, market anarchism assumes that you'll have some private property, you know, your own house. You know, you'll have maybe petty bourgeois businesses. But the resources, all of the resources, you know, like the sky and the ground and the air and the, you know, and the oil and all that will be owned by the state. Kind of sounds like what they've been trying to get to in California. They don't talk about this, but this is a really hot subject when you go to places like Davos.
Well, and of course, with Gavin Newsom,
You love governor. Saying that, don't you?
I do. I absolutely love it. I think it's very, very appropriate. But with Gavin Newsom ensconced now in the governor's seat, what is your outlook for California?
Well, Paul, I just put a piece up on American Thinker. I suggest you all go there, and you should go to see my articles, listeners, on a regular basis. I publish in the American Thinker blog, you know, 1 to 2 articles at least 5 times a week. And the current article I have up is saying that it's not some small amount of money Trump is talking about pulling from California. Now, California does dominate everything to do with forest fires because of the policy. And I'm sure you've talked to your listeners about the policies, right, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, this is, you know, the interesting thing about the policies, if you will, is that they were structured to end logging. And the problem with structuring something to end logging is you need to do something to make sure the people couldn't come in and do logging. And the number one thing to do that, of course, was to get rid of the logging roads. So you couldn't ban roads, right? So you had the federal government put a new structure in place that requires a type of registration for applying to utilize farmlands, grasslands, and other kinds of open spaces. You love that?
Yep.
And all the federal land, which made it so that you had this real complex permitting process. It would take 2 to 3 years. And then on top of that, the California Board of Forestry issued a new set of regulations called 2013 Road Rules. Are you familiar with the 2013 Road Rules, Paul?
Yeah, those are the ones. Are you talking about the roads in the forests?
Right. These affected timber harvesting plans.
Right.
It made a regimen. Don't you love the word regimen?
Regimen, right.
A regimen that made it very expensive to comply. And, of course, if you did that, what happened was all of these logging roads were abandoned. And when they were abandoned, of course, they became forest floor, mostly brush. And that's what's really causing the huge fires right now is you have no natural there is no natural fire break in California other than the Pacific Ocean and the snow and the mountains. Everything else pretty much can burn. You know, maybe some desert can't burn, but even that burns. But what was really the fire breaks up there were the logging roads. They're going away or gone. And in their place, of course, you have, you know, people growing marijuana, and we know they're very compliant with the law, right?
Yeah, right.
So as soon as you get a spark, you know, it turns into conflagration. And the interesting thing about the money is the fires in California have about 9,000 a year. But the fires that are really causing all the damage tend to be brush fires that turn into wildfires. And those brush fires tend to be on, urban edge. And so they start there and they end up burning down whole towns like, you know, Ventura, Paradise, Redding.
Right.
I mean, this is a real big problem in that it's as if you created a weapon of mass destruction and invited, you know, illegal aliens living in the forest and, you know, illegal marijuana growers living in the forest to have the master switch.
Well, you know, you're in your article, you've got talk about Trump disaster relief cutoff may cost California $10 billion. And
yeah, I mean, that's California is about 50, you know, the Forest Service used to be in 1995, the Forest Service spent 16% of its money on fire suppression and 84% of its money on fire prevention. Which is the better investment, Paul?
Well, prevention, perhaps.
Prevention, right. Today, it's at 55% fire suppression and only 45% anything else. And by 25, it's supposed to be 67%. And guess who's 50% of the fires that get suppressed? Where are they?
in California.
California.
Right.
California, the federal government spending $1.5 billion. You know, most of the land in California is actually owned by the federal government. But these fires are starting a lot of times in the brush areas, the urban fringe areas.
Right, right.
And then going into the forest and going nuts. But, you know, California has set these rules that the federal government has to comply with. So the bad news is that last year, FEMA's third largest, in 2007, third largest claim was forest fires. And guess where they were? All in California.
Right, right.
This year, it's at least their second or maybe third largest claim is forest fires. And, of course, they're in California. The combination of that is $1 billion last year in FEMA aid for emergencies, $1.5 billion this year, FEMA aid emergencies, $1.5 billion each year for the Forest Service to suppress fires in California. And now Jerry Brown wants what's called a supplemental. Now, he got a supplemental FEMA last year of $4 billion. He wants another $9 billion this year. So the cash that conceivably Trump could pull is not just $10 billion, it's closer to $12 billion. These are requests that are in that he can simply say no to.
Well, in your article, you point out something that's I think pretty amazing. It says U.S. Forest Service released a report that fire suppression as a percentage of its annual budget has skyrocketed from 16% in 1995 to 52% in 2015 and is expected to be at 67% in 2025, with California sucking up over half of the $3 billion in federal wildfire suppression spending in each of the last 2 years, and the U.S. Forest Service investments in fire prevention continue to shrivel.
Shrivel, that's a bad word, isn't it? Prevention, it's when your prevention is shriveled. Isn't this what illegal aliens do when they kill police officers? It shrivels security. Isn't this what you do when you don't have a wall? You shrivel security. You know, if you're a Californian, I keep calling it a weapon of mass destruction. You know, the liberals, the progressives have turned the forest into a weapon of mass destruction.
Now, another part here, it says Governor Brown claimed that the dramatic, and again, this is, I think, pretty well documented, claimed that the dramatic increase in wildfires is the, quote, new normal from climate change. The New York Times added that California since 2012 has not had a month without a wildfire burning, a stark contrast to previous decades when fire officials saw the fall and winter as a prime time to plan and regroup. Now, a month without wildfire burning, and that's been since 2012. It seems, Chris, it's pretty obvious that this wildfire burning business has really expanded under Jerry Brown's third and fourth terms in office.
Well, that's correct. And also, you know, the federal government kicked in, as I said, you know, the agricultural department, you know, set a whole new set of mandates for 193 million acres. You know, the forest fires in California in the last 2 years, you know, put your hands on the 10 and 2, 3 million acres. 3 million acres. That's big.
Oh, yeah. Well, it of course, it plays right into everybody's discussion about disaster capitalism, which is what we're seeing play out right now in Paradise in a big, big way. We've got new stories about that one, and we can probably make our way back up there this weekend for the 11th time to see what's going on, which has been pretty amazing. Of course, now they've got FEMA on board, and everybody's trying to clear their property, and we got contracts, and we got this, that, and the other signing over. Whole big story going on there about the exploitation of these poor citizens losing all their properties because of the fire and no help. Which is kind of interesting, but
regulated help, Paul.
Regulated help, right? Regulated help. That's
right.
Exactly.
So you get rid of all the little riffraff, you know, local contractors, and it's, you know, only people who qualify to do the work.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Anyway, we got the music coming up. We're going to come back after the break. We've got Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And you can read Chris's articles not only in American Thinker, but we have them posted up on Agenda 21 Radio and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com. With us is Chris Street, and we're talking about, well, a whole wide range of things. And one of the things that Chris just broke here on Agenda 21 Radio, that Macron, feeling the heat from Zhilijiang, the yellow vesters, including from New California yellow vesters, is not going to be going to Davos. Davos, Davos, Davos. No skiing for you. And, of course, Donald Trump yesterday said he wasn't going to Davos. Now, of course, with Macron not going, he's trying to save his skin, which is not going to happen. I mean, you know, his political skin. Chris, your thoughts, though, on this Zhilijiang movement that has really sort of captivated the world?
Well, Paul, I think that you have to push pretty hard to get the French, you know, with their quote-unquote cradle-to-grave benefits, you know, to understand that it's cradle-to-grave poverty. But if you go outside of, you know, Paris at night into the suburbs where they're now stashing all of these immigrants, they burn your car. You know, every night there's probably 100 to 400 cars burned outside of Paris. And this isn't just the city of Paris anymore. You know, these immigrants have been have been sent around the country. And guess what they're doing? They're breaking wages. Are you familiar with the concept, Paul? So if you're a legal person, you get to have your wages broken and you get to pay the taxes. And the illegal person gets the housing voucher, the food voucher, and the, you know, money, quote unquote, to live voucher, and they got 24 hours a day to go do their business. That's what the real story is that if you're a citizen of France, you're the loser.
Yeah, which is exactly what's happening here in California to any citizens that are left anyway, and middle-class citizens. The squeeze here is enormous.
The problem with middle class voters is they actually think. That's really dangerous to the system. And when sometimes California, you do this Democrat and Republican thing. Last I checked, John McCain and Jeff Flake in Arizona were Republicans. I mean, if it walks like a duck and it quacks, it's probably a duck.
Yeah.
So it's really the people in Davos. It's this, you can call it the deep state. You can call it, the establishment, whatever you want to call it. It's a small group of people who've made amazing, benefits from a system that probably about 70% of Americans have been losers at. Just take a look at GDP. When they say there's GDP growth, that only means that the total amount of trade, including imports, by the way, Paul, if you get more imports, if you bring in more imports, you have more GDP, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So when you talk about GDP, I talked at the start of the show that this is actually, the thing that Davos people really hate. The GDP is now going into wages. Wages are rising faster than inflation for the first time in, 20 to 40 years. So, if you're playing for the, Davos team, it's a really bad year. You're really angry. And they were all going to go and commiserate and take that anger and put more money in those political campaigns. And then, the troublemaker dropped out. When Trump drops out, we didn't want to see him anyway. He just trouble. Now you're getting your number one player, like your bonus baby. Emmanuel Macron has dropped out. So if you're in this system that runs on money, because, this is just legal bribery. If you're in this system and all of a sudden your legal bribery doesn't work, it's kind of like 1917 in Russia, right? The people are in the street. That's a very dangerous situation.
Well, and this is what I've been telling people is that, especially with the Gilets Jaunes movement there, that are these are not communists that are running around out there. These are people that are the middle class,
and they're buying guns. You know how that works too, right, Paul?
Yeah,
They're in it to win it. That's what's really different is they don't. Macron said, "Well, I'll delay the taxes." He actually really said, "I'll delay the taxes, so you can all go back home now."
Right, and that didn't work.
The delay meant anything to them. They're playing the people in the street now think they can win. I mean, this is moving into a revolution. When the people in the street are really, really angry, it's police, get tired of being the goat for supposedly going out there and beating the people.
Right.
And pretty soon, the moment that the police just walk away, that's when real change takes place.
Well, and that has been happening in the Gilets Jaunes movement, and we haven't heard too much about it here recently, but
it has happened. Yes, it is happening.
But it has been happening, and I know that was a huge, huge signal with everybody in France, like, now things are really changing. That you'd see these things. The police officers just step right off the line and join Gilets Jaunes, sort of get a yellow vest. One of the things that's very interesting to understand, most people and you alluded to this about when they can go out and buy guns now, because the French do things a lot differently when they want to change a government by revolution. They actually do violent things. It's sort of inbred in their genes, and I think they're at that point where they're probably going to want to do violent things here pretty soon. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it depends on what the French government's willing to do. As I said, Macron is a Rothschild banker. I mean, Rothschilds are not what you'd call homeboy, right?
No.
You know, they're not really the kind of people you're going to see in small town. Yeah, that's the kind of people you see in Davos. You know, these are big multinational players. These are 1,000 multinational companies, and you know you've got your probably 70 Chinese guys there, and you know they play with the commie party, right?
Sure.
And you got these guys all, and you know they say they have politics or whatever. The politics they have is a dollar sign. They think if I win and you lose, I win. That's the problem. When the elites believe that it's binary, if you lose, I win, that's revolutionary. Those people who lose, yeah, eventually get mad.
Well, you know, this whole thing about the yellow vesters kind of really struck us. We've really asserted ourselves in terms of New California. And now the claims coming out that the yellow vesters are communist. Which really, I think, just cracks me up because, you know, naturally we're not communist, and we've made it very, very clear that we're not. But we've been expecting this conversation to come up now. They're going to start throwing it out there. And,
but if you look at, a lot of times when you look at the real leftists and you look at real conservatives, they have a whole lot of things in common. Number one thing they have in common is it's the system that's out to screw us both over. And, you know, that you can find common ground in American politics, you know, for decades until you get to somebody like Barack Obama. You know, when you get to somebody like Barack Obama who campaigns in Europe, he actually had campaign rallies in, of all places, Berlin. Think about that. He wanted to be at the what's it called? The gate there, the
Brandenburg Gate.
Yeah, Brandenburg Gate. Yeah. That's where armies march through when they're conquering the world, right?
Well, he visited when he was in Berlin. He visited every
he
one of the
to
stops
have his
of Hitler.
At the Brandenburg Gate, because he said, "Change has come to America."
Yeah, hang on. We got the music coming up. We got Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to jump back into where Obama was speaking in the 2010 campaign in Germany, Berlin. Why there? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I'm getting a little bit of a message here. I'm not too sure. It's just in a decision. This is just in oaths not taken on Bible illegal 5-4 SCOTUS. Have you heard anything about that, Chris? Well, we do have Chris here with us. Here, Chris.
Paul, sorry about that.
That's all right. Stepping away from the microphone. But hang on, Chris. There's a something coming across the wire here. It says, just in, oath not taken on Bible is illegal, 5-4, SCOTUS. I don't know about that. I haven't. That was just one of my listeners texting me. And
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true. My understanding is that may not be true.
Well, I mean, this is just in.
Yeah.
So we got to find out if that is actually a real news story.
People have taken the oath on the Talmud. They've taken the oath now on the Quran. They've taken the oath on the Bible. I'm sure that some people have refused to put their hand on a Bible. As a matter of fact, there's certain Christian scientists will not swear to anything. I believe that it's they affirm.
Yeah. Yeah, affirmations.
Through affirmation. That
right.
is legal.
Right. That's,
so, we've created a worldwide problem through the Middle East through American policy, as far as I'm concerned. We were... We took over the British Empire. World War I and World War II, the loser of World War I and World War II was not the Germans. Last I checked, I got plenty of Mercedes and BMWs parked next to me. The real loser was the British and the British Empire. And, when the United States essentially sold oil to both sides, that's what we always did. We stayed out of those entanglements. Remember what Washington said? Stay out of entanglements, especially in Europe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Middle East is a mess created, by creating countries. A good old Brit and a good old French guy got together, a guy named Sykes and a guy named Pequot, and they created a series of countries in the Middle East that were designed to be unstable, that you'd have minorities that would hate each other. And they thought if they hated each other internally, it would be easy for the French and the British to manage it. So, we're not going to be a force for positive issues in the Middle East, especially now that we have oil. We're back to being number one. So we need to be a moral force, and they need to decide their issues there. America is in a different world. It's as if we're going back to, and I call it the Roaring Twenties. America's on the verge of the greatest economic boom in history, and it's going to be about jobs in the U.S., about America being the export platform. This is a radical change, and I don't think we're really going to be a force, a positive force for the Middle East, other than moral.
I know, other than immoral. Anyway, this is just interesting what's going on here in the news cycle. I'm looking at all kinds of stuff, and you know, it's as the world is turning. Ocasio-Cortez mocks aging Dems. This is from Drudge.
Did you see, the Twitter, barrage about Schumer and Pelosi?
No.
I mean, young kids are looking at Schumer and Pelosi standing together, really, really close. It's basically been described as what it looks like when you're a teenager and you come home too late and your parents are waiting up. Schumer looks like Lurch, and she's got her eyes. I mean, there's been a little Botox there, and there's been a little
work. There's work done. There's work done.
Put somebody down for having a little work, but man, she's had a lot. She can't blink.
No blinking for you. No blinking for her.
So it was really weird. And, millennials need word pictures. They need to see something as tangible. You had Trump very comfortable giving his talk about what made sense to him. And then you had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. These are the people that you're supposed to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
They're just weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
millennials really, kids really like weird, right? Weird adults.
Not really. So this is sort of getting into her little turf about the situation with it says, despite Ocasio-Cortez's telegenic approach to self-promotion and her social media star power, Democratic House leaders have sought to sideline her in practical ways that could limit the public's exposure to her less mainstream views. So they're going to try and shut her down from all this kind of stuff. But the kids are picking up on it too, Chris. Like you said, that picture, was really terrible of Pelosi and Schumer, and it's now I brought it up at the very beginning of the show, and now you're bringing it back up in a little bit different context, but. It's exactly what are the young Democrats seeing there?
What they're seeing there is, their parents telling them that they can't do that, that they're under their thumb, that you're too dumb and immature to manage your own life. You need to have us control every minute of your time. They're the helicopter, Pelosi and Schumer. Isn't that what American millennials need, is another helicopter mom?
Well, and the other thing, too, is that you see in this particular situation, because of the wall issue and all that stuff, Trump goes off to the border. And when he goes off to the border, he takes with him Ranelle Singh's brother.
Right. Right.
I mean, it was in that picture is just a classic picture of the two of them sitting there at that table. But again, that's not the picture that you would see or that people would see with, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. I mean, the millennials have to be looking at what Trump was doing at the border with Ranelle Singh, Ranelle Singh's brother.
Right, right. Well, I think these are just issues that are coming to play. You've had a couple days now where, the establishment's trying to say that Trump really isn't leaving Syria. Yeah, they've already started the withdrawal. I mean, I watch this stuff like a hawk. I'm an expert on the Middle East.
Right.
Not so much, on the day-to-day life of the Middle East. But if you want to know anything about oil production, you want to know anything about military spending, you want to talk about assistance, I'm your guy. I'm that numbers guy. And I can tell you that in the Trump structure – we're going to turn over the Kurds to Turkish administration and Iraqi administration because, those are in, even Assad. You may think Assad is the worst person on the earth, you're wrong.
Right. Well, listen, we got a call. Chris, we have a caller right now on the phone, so hang on. Caller Robert Anderson from Indiana. You have a question for us?
No, I got you guys were talking about Pelosi and Schumer, and I saw a good picture of them photoshopped onto the heads of those two girls in The Shining.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Robert.
All right. Go.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, on The Shining, somebody was suggesting that they put the Honduran and Mexican flags behind them in a Photoshop.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be a mistake. All you need to do is just
leave it like it is.
What's perfect is perfect. That's the, you know, that's the Mona Lisa of awful pictures.
Yeah, isn't it funny and uncanny how they seem to be doing everything wrong?
Well, they're wrong because they really, you know, they don't get out much. Is that the right way to put it? You know, they only hang out with each other.
Yeah, they don't.
The Oval Office, I mean, Chuck Schumer hunched over there, and Trump says, "Hey, let's make a deal. You know, I'm a player. I'll make a deal. I'll take the responsibility. I'll protect America." You know, and you know, Pelosi just they couldn't. If you look at their body language, you can go get the I think it's Body Language Ghost is the woman that analyzes the conversations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But watch
yeah.
these people's hands, their eye movements and whatever. I mean, they've never been out much.
No.
They're not used to like a guy like Trump who sits down and has actually done something in the world and says, "Okay, it's Thursday, we're gonna make a deal. We'll get the wall built by Friday."
Right.
You know, tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I want. You know, we'll come to a place where it works for both of us. Because I mean, this has nothing to do with the cost. You know, the American government, even when they're, you know, supposedly shut down, is spending far more than $25 billion an hour.
Well, you know what's really funny, Chris, is that our Scott Adams brought this to everybody's attention, that in that meeting with Pelosi and Schumer, you saw Pelosi really in the fetal position. You saw Nancy Pelosi just circling her eyes around. But you saw Donald Trump on the balls of his feet, sitting in the chair. He was going after it. I mean, just a complete stark contrast from those other two. Obviously, like you said, it just reaffirms, they don't get out much. They really don't.
Well, and what you've got coming right now, Paul, is an even more scary situation for the left. You know, the left, I shouldn't say the left, I should say for the deep state. For the deep state Democrats, you now have these, you know, you've got a shutdown and nobody cares. You know, today's the record day, right?
Right.
And nobody, I don't think anybody's going to care if it goes through the weekend. So you're guaranteed to have it go through the weekend. You're guaranteed to have a record shutdown. And, you know, there's a couple people missing paychecks. But it's not a lot that you know. Maybe one of your neighbors, that's sad. I understand that's difficult. But, you know, most people got a government job. That's a really good job. It's really hard to get fired from a government job. You're really hard to get laid off. It's really hard to have a recession, do anything but make your life better. You know, these are people who, you know, I have great respect for government workers. I think they work hard and against, you know, adversity of, you know, managers that don't know a damn thing. But there are a lot of people that are a lot worse situations than government workers.
Yeah. Well, listen, Chris, we've got to run for time. Thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Tell us what your next story is going to be quickly.
Well, actually, I just published one today, as I said. It's on California and losing $10 billion. Go to American Thinker. You know, look at my story, comment. That's what I need.
Well, you know, what's really crazy is that $10 billion is playing right into the hands of New California. But, you know,
that's
just me.
California, old California without money in the bank is called bankruptcy.
That's right. Listen, thanks, Chris, for being with us. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember Sunday Slam coming up. Paul at A21R.com is the email for the Sunday Slam if you want to become part of the Sunday Slam activity. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Visit our website. We certainly would welcome you to come out to the New California Constitutional Convention. We think it's going to be quite exciting to see a constitution actually being formed right in front of your very face. And that is go to newcaliforniastate.com And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.